Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Genesis. That is the first book in the Bible. And you will find the scripture on Old Testament page 25 in the Pew Bibles. It's Genesis chapter 28, and I will be reading verses 10 through 22. I've chosen to read from the Contemporary English Version, as this version is a wonderful version for telling stories and for long sections of scripture that are read aloud. The scripture involves a man named Jacob, who is the son of Isaac, who is the grandson of Abraham. He has tricked his brother, Esau, out of the birthright, and has had to flee for his life. And after getting so far away that he found it, he needed to rest and sleep. These are some of the things that happened on his journey. Jacob left the town of Beersheba and started out for Haran. At sunset, he stopped for the night and went to sleep, resting his head on a large rock. In a dream, he saw a ladder that reached from earth to heaven, and God's angels were going up and down on it. The Lord was standing beside the ladder and said, "I am the Lord God, who was worshipped by Abraham and Isaac. I will give to you and your family the land on which you are now sleeping. Your descendants will spread over the earth in all directions and will become as numerous as specks of dust. Your family will be a blessing to all people. Wherever you go, I will watch over you. Then later, I will bring you back to this land. I won't leave you. I will do all I have promised." Jacob woke up suddenly and thought, "The Lord is in this place, and I didn't even know it." Then Jacob became frightened and said, "This is a fearsome place. It must be the house of God and the ladder to heaven." When Jacob got up early the next morning, he took a rock, the rock that he had been using for a pillow, and stood it up for a place of worship. Then he poured olive oil on the rock and dedicated it to God, and named the place Bethel, which means house of God. Before, it had been named Luz. Jacob solemnly promised God, "If you go with me and watch me as I travel, and if you give me food and clothing and bring me safely home again, you will be my God. This rock will be your house, and I will give you a tenth of everything you give me." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.